As we head over to the livestock side, because of everything that's being talked about with this EPA mandate and the rules time to make comments, do you think the livestock could possibly take advantage of the issues that are going on within the trade?
I think so. You know, what's interesting is yesterday the University of Illinois has the economist put out a commentary called Farm Dot Daily. And then they have a weekend update. And it's no expense. It's cheap. I mean, well, it is only cheap. It's free. And they do an excellent, excellent job of market outlook. And they get a different topic almost every day. I spent a lot of time on ethanol, you name it. But yesterday, via through Purdue University, an economist out of Purdue University had done an article that they submitted. And it showed that hog producers using corn, if you use the corn to feed through your hog and put a value on it that way, it equates to about $6.85 a bushel. So, you know, that speaks to hog producers probably feeding hogs heavier, which we're seeing. And, of course, with the PED virus, that certainly has allowed for hog producers to feed hogs heavier, trying to compensate for any loss that they've had in pigs. But on the same token, it's also saying, and it's like the old days all over again, when you get cheap corn, you tend to feed it through your livestock, because usually when you have cheap corn, livestock prices are high, and when livestock prices are low, grain prices usually tend to be high. And we've seen that happen. It's like we're back to the old-fashioned market. And so I think hog producers are very much going to feed that corn through livestock, and if they can, they'll try to expand. It's just get the PED virus under control.
Are we seeing some technical selling pressure out there for the cattle market?
Yeah, we are. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, on that market, when it fell, it came so quick. It was an order of about 2,400 cars that was hit. It was a stop, actually, that was hit on the electronics, and when it hit, well, there wasn't a lot of buy orders underneath, and so the volume was hit, and the market just collapsed, and it took everybody by shock. And in the meantime, you know, normally you'll put a low in seasonally in cattle either last week or this week, which we now suspect it's this week, and then you move higher through Thanksgiving into about the first week or so of December. And I think that's what we're doing. But bottom line is, going back and looking at the last year and a half or so on December cattle, we've had other times when this has happened in a day. Most of them show that the next day you would turn around and start to work back in about a 4 to 5 day period, you'd climb back. There were a few that showed you continued to break a little bit more the next day, and then you stabilized and started to climb back. And I kind of wonder if that is the case that we're seeing here today on the cattle market.